Hi everyone, I'm Nick Harris and I'm here today to talk to you about Telstra. It's been one of our key picks over the last 12 months and they reported their first half result yesterday. So we thought it was a very good result, pretty much in line with expectations. Dividend actually lifted and they reiterated their expectations for the full year. So tracking well. I guess there's three reasons we remain positive on this stock. Number one is the momentum in the business is very strong. Number two is cost out. And number three is the potential to release value with InfraCo. So if we talk about each of those things, firstly, the mobile momentum. So mobile is a bit over 50% of the EBITDA in the business. So it's the most important part of the business and the KPIs there are tracking well. They added more customers and those customers are paying more. So higher ARPU, that's giving you revenue growth and EBITDA is growing at a faster rate because of the positive fixed cost leverage in the business. So big tick there. The second thing, costs are under control. A new CEO, Vicky Brady, took over. This was her first period as the CEO, and she reiterated our prior management's targets, which is to take $500 million of operating costs out of the business over the next couple of years. So key thing here is we've been through a very significant inflationary period. They're not backing away from those cost targets. They're going to continue to work hard to control costs in Telstra. So we've got revenue growth and costs under control, which should lead to margin expansion going forward. They're the two main things there. And then the third thing we talk about is the InfraCo business. So that's the biggest potential value release for Telstra. If we think a couple of years ago, their mobile towers business, they effectively sold 49% for four or five times what the market was valuing it. So we can potentially see a similar outcome here in the year ahead. On the call yesterday, management said they're exploring all of their options for InfraCo in the next 12 months. They've increased the disclosure. So hopefully investors can understand better the value in these businesses and potentially an outside investor could come in and lob a bid for part of that business. So that's a big potential dial mover. So they're the three kind of major events. We'll have to wait and see what happens with InfraCo. But for now, that's a free option. And what we've got is really strong momentum in the mobile business. Telstra, their return on capital now exceeds their cost of capital, which is obviously a sustainable positive, but also we continue to expect price rises. We saw the third major mobile operator increase prices earlier this year. So all three are behaving a lot more rationally. So that's a real positive for the earnings in the core business. And as I said, costs under control and a free option on the value release of InfraCo. That's why we're pleased with the result from Telstra. Thank you.